Κρατικό πιστοποιητικό γλωσσομάθειας. Αγγλική γλώσσα. Τρίτη ενότητα. Εξέταση κατανόησης προφορικού λόγου. Έναρξη της εξέτασης.
Part A. Activity 1.
Listen to an audio text 2 times. But each time you hear it, you must respond to 2 different items.
Read items 1A and 2A. Listen and choose the best answer, A, B, or C, for each item.
There's danger out there. It lurks on highways and quiet neighborhood streets. It's more likely to kill you than a shark, and more terrifying than the biggest snake. Distracted driving claims lives every day. Every notification, swipe, social post, video, or selfie while driving risks your life. So while you might think public speaking or the zombie apocalypse is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward, don't drive distracted.
Read items 3A and 4A. Listen and choose the best answer, A, B, or C, for each item.
There's danger out there. It lurks on highways and quiet neighborhood streets. It's more likely to kill you than a shark, and more terrifying than the biggest snake. Distracted driving claims lives every day. Every notification, swipe, social post, video, or selfie while driving risks your life. So while you might think public speaking or the zombie apocalypse is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward, don't drive distracted.
Activity 2. Read items 5A to 7A. Listen and choose the best answer, A, B, or C, for each item.
My name is Lefteris Arapakis, and I am the co-founder and director of Enalia, a social organization with a vision to make our seas sustainable. Enalia started back in 2017 as the first school for professional fishing in Greece. While we were creating the curriculum, we went with some fishermen, and there I was shocked that fishermen were not catching only fish, but also plastic. This is when we decided to create Mediterranean Cleanup. We started by training the fishermen to bring the plastic they were getting back to the land. We provide them with the equipment, they put it in special bags, and then we have the facilities to store it and clean it.
Listen again and check your answers.
My name is Lefteris Arapakis, and I am the co-founder and director of Enalia, a social organization with a vision to make our seas sustainable. Enalia started back in 2017 as the first school for professional fishing in Greece. While we were creating the curriculum, we went with some fishermen, and there I was shocked that fishermen were not catching only fish, but also plastic. This is when we decided to create Mediterranean Cleanup. We started by training the fishermen to bring the plastic they were getting back to the land. We provide them with the equipment, they put it in special bags, and then we have the facilities to store it and clean it.
Read items 8A to 10A. Listen and choose the best answer, A, B, or C, for each item.
Enalia is a non-for-profit. The revenue from the sales, we invested back in cleaning more plastic from the sea, in getting to more ports and working with more fishermen. Currently, we are working with more than 700 fishermen from Greece and Italy. Until today, we have collected more than 70,000 kilos of plastic, and now we are cleaning around 20,000 kilos of plastic every month. To the future young champions of the earth, I say, start today. Start solving problems that really bother you. This is what our generation must do. Start locally, start small, but start.
Listen again and check your answers.
Enalia is a non-for-profit. The revenue from the sales, we invested back in cleaning more plastic from the sea, in getting to more ports and working with more fishermen. Currently, we are working with more than 700 fishermen from Greece and Italy. Until today, we have collected more than 70,000 kilos. And now, we are cleaning around 20,000 kilos of plastic every month. To the future young champions of the earth, I say, start today. Start solving problems that really bother you. This is what our generation must do. Start locally, start small, but start.
Activity 3. Read items 11A to 14A. Listen once and choose the best answer, A, B, or C, for each item.
Meet the secretary bird, a bird of prey like no other on Earth. Picture, if you can, a slim eagle striding through the grasslands of sub-Saharan Africa on tall, slender legs like those of a crane. Standing 4 feet tall, the secretary bird is beautiful, feathered in silver, set off by black wings and leggings. Utterly fantastic in appearance, these specialized raptors are also serious carnivores. Secretary birds track down their prey not on the wing, but on foot, often walking more than 20 miles a day. They hunt rodents, snakes, insects, lizards, and other animals, dispatching them by stamping repeatedly with rapid, powerful kicks of their talons. Secretary, in the bird's name, might follow from its black head quills, reminiscent of 19th century human secretaries with black quill pens. But more probably, secretary derives from the Arabic word for hunter bird.
Activity 4. Read items 15A to 17A. Listen once and choose the best answer, A, B, or C, for each item.
My name is Chimamanda. I'm not sure why, but some people find it difficult to pronounce. A few years ago, I spoke at an event in London. The English woman who was to introduce me had written my name phonetically on a piece of paper. And backstage, she held on tightly to this paper while repeating the pronunciation over and over. I could tell she was very eager to get it right. And then she went out to the stage and gave a lovely introduction and ended with the words, "Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Chimichanga."
Read items 18A to 20A. Listen once and choose the best answer, A, B, or C, for each item.
I told this story at a dinner party shortly afterwards, and one of the guests seemed very annoyed that I was laughing about it. "That was so insulting," he said. "That English woman could have tried harder." But the truth is, she did try very hard. In fact, she ended up calling me a fried burrito because she had tried very hard and then ended up with an utterly human mistake that was the result of anxiety. So the point of this story is not to say that you can call me Chimichanga. The point is that intent matters.
Part B. Activity 1. Read items 1B to 5B. Listen and fill in the gaps.
The man credited with the original idea for the Red Cross was the Swiss businessman and philanthropist Henri Dunant. He set up the Red Cross in 1864 as an international organization providing protection and care for the wounded in war. In 1901, Dunan was awarded the very first Nobel Peace Prize.
To be.
Most people know us as the Red Cross, but the official version is the International Committee of the Red Cross, or the ICRC. And of course, we are immediately recognisable by the Red Cross on the white background. The Red Cross was adopted in 1864 as a means of identifying and protecting medical personnel in wartime. It was probably chosen because of its association with Switzerland, which has a white cross on a red background. The Red Cross is active in four main areas: disaster response, such as in natural disasters or the effects of war; disaster preparedness, healthcare, and first aid in the communities; and the spreading of humanitarian values and principles. Thank you for your interest in the ICRC. A donation will help us to support families and communities affected by conflict and natural disasters. You can make a donation, or you can become a contributor to our work. Many individuals like
Listen again and check your answers.
The man credited with the original idea for the Red Cross was the Swiss businessman and philanthropist Henri Dunan. He set up the Red Cross in 1864 as an international organization providing protection and care for the wounded in war. In 1901, Dunan was awarded the very first Nobel Peace Prize. Most people know us as the Red Cross, but the official version is the International Committee of the Red Cross, or the ICRC. And of course, we are immediately recognizable by the Red Cross on the white background. The Red Cross was adopted in 1864 as a means of identifying and protecting medical personnel in wartime. It was probably chosen because of its association with Switzerland, which has a white cross on a red background. The Red Cross is active in four main areas: disaster response, such as in natural disasters or the effects of war; disaster preparedness, healthcare, and first aid in the communities; and the spreading of humanitarian values and principles.
5B.
Thank you for your interest in the ICRC. A donation will help us to support families and communities affected by conflict and natural disasters. You can make a donation, or you can become a contributor to our work. Many individuals like...
Activity 2. Read items 6B to 10B. Listen once and fill in the gaps.
Without you, without the affectionate hand you extended to the small poor child that I was, without your example, none of all this would have happened. It gives me the opportunity to tell you what you have been and still are for me, and to assure you this generous heart of yours still live in one of your little boys, who despite the years, has never stopped being your grateful pupil.
Tonight is Christmas Eve. I came up into the trenches this evening for my tour of duty in them. Firing was going on all the time, and the enemy machine guns, they were at it hard. They were firing at us. Then, at around 7 o'clock, the firing stopped.
On Friday evening, you stole the life of an exceptional person, the love of my life, the mother of my son. But you will not have my hatred. I don't know who you are, and I don't want to know. You are dead souls.
I wrote this letter on the 50th anniversary of the day my apparently lifeless body was rescued from the North Sea. The letter is to Gary Fairbairn, Dunbar Lifeboat Station. Dear Mr. Fairbairn, on December the 23rd, 1970, I was pulled out of the sea in a force 10 gale by Mr. David Brunton. I had been face down in the water for several minutes. And I was told later that Mr. Brunton had dived in fully clothed as I started to sink. I was given artificial respiration by Mr. Alexander Forsyth.
November 4th, 1912. It is now 10:30 on Monday morning. I've been waiting for a letter since 10:30 on Saturday morning. But again, nothing has come. I've written every day. Don't I deserve even a word? One single word? Even if it were only to say, I never want to hear from you again. Had a letter arrived, I would have answered it at once, and the answer would be bound to...
Λήξη της εξέτασης.